The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man, Part 17 by Philip St. Raymond for the American Mercury. While the supposedly angelic and innocent Leo Frank and his alleged persecution at the hands of anti-Semites was a propaganda asset to the Jewish establishment, did it eventually dawn on Jewish leadership that the real Leo Frank, during any possible new trial they might obtain for him with all its inevitable revelations, might be a disaster for Jewish interests? Illustration: Albert Lasker, Jewish advertising wizard and kingpin of the Leo Frank PR campaign. Despite his efforts for Frank, he said Frank impressed him as a sexual pervert. In this, the 17th audio segment of this groundbreaking work, originally published by the Nation of Islam, part of their series called The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, we also learn that the claim that Jews fled Atlanta, in some accounts, fled the South generally, in large numbers is an utter falsehood. Jews greatly increased their presence in Atlanta and the South during the period of Leo Frank's trial, appeals, lynching, and aftermath. This new audiobook, based on the Nation of Islam's The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man, the best investigative effort made on the Leo Frank case in the last 100 years, will take you on a trip into the past to the greatest American murder mystery of all time, a mystery that will reveal to you the hidden forces that shape our world even today. To read all the chapters we've published so far, simply click on this link. We at the American Mercury are now proud to present part 17 of our audio version of this very important book, read by Vanessa Neubauer. Simply press play on the player embedded above or at the end of this article to hear part 17 of the book. Click here to obtain a print or ebook copy of this important work, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, Vol. 3, The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man. For further information on the Nation of Islam Historical Research Group, readers are encouraged to visit their website, nawarg.org.